Since the 1967 occupation of the West Bank and Gaza, Israel has been controlling nearly every aspect of the lives of the 5.4 million Palestinians living there. So far this year, 158 Palestinians have been killed, including 27 children and 10 women. Nearly 5,000 Palestinians are in Israeli jails. One in five of them is detained without charge. Israeli forces have demolished 389 homes, while settlers have carried out at least 409 attacks against Palestinians since January. And that settler violence has been increasing in recent years. This was the scene in Hawara, south of Nablus, in February, when settlers attacked Palestinian shops and homes. Israel has established nearly 300 illegal settlements and outposts in the occupied West Bank. The decades-long occupation often exploits Palestinian resources and controls most of the land, with military bases, nature reserves, and roads meant to serve settlers. Since the 1993 Oslo Accords, which was a framework for the two-state solution, the number of settlers has been rapidly increasing. Right now, nearly 700,000 Israelis live in illegal settlements. Al Jazeera's Nida Ibrahim and Willem Marx traveled in the occupied West Bank to show how two similar journeys can be so different. Nida traveled from Bir Nabala to Arram, and Willem traveled from Itamar to Ariel settlements.
We're here at the town of Bir Nabala. And as we're trying to go to Arram, as you can see, Israel has built a separation wall that blocked the road for Palestinians. We have a Palestinian dedicated app that shows the route that Palestinians can take when they want to go from one place to another. Let's go.
We're starting outside a settlement called Itamar, heading to another one called Ariel, both of them illegal under international law. These roads are smooth, they're new, they're primarily designed for settlers in the occupied West Bank, but the Israeli government's spending around a quarter of its entire transportation budget on roads here.
And here, there's an Israeli road that can only be used by Israelis. It's becoming really, really hard for Palestinians to be able to have control over their time. Everything is unpredictable. You might have roadblocks, checkpoints, settler attacks.
Along so many of these roads that have been primarily built for settlers, there are sometimes dozens of military checkpoints put in place to protect those settlers traveling from A to B.
This is one of the notorious roads for Palestinians. They usually get stuck here for hours and hours because at the end of this road, there is the Qalandia checkpoint that is the main link between Ramallah and Jerusalem. We cannot go there. Only yellow-plated cars can go inside. Only Palestinians who have permits, and even if they have permits, they cannot drive their cars inside. They have to go in walking. And there's a bottleneck that makes this traffic. And it shows really here how politics control the smallest details of Palestinians' lives.
Here we are, arriving at a settlement. Hey, how are you?
You are a tourist, what are you?
I'm a journalist.
Journalist? From where?
London.
London. You have permission for that or something?
GPO card?
You have an Israeli ID? Yes. Can I see it? Okay.
Toda, thank you.
Thank you. Have a nice ride.
Thanks. So that's the first time we've been checked on this entire journey, just as we get to our destination.
So we're here at the opposite side of where we started. 50 to 55 minutes it took us to get here.
It's already a huge settlement, but as you can see, there are no signs that building is stopping anytime soon.